Asset Management, same thing, affinityassets.com. His name is Mark Roberts. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty good. You have an interesting statement here, and I want to kind of lead with that. You're famous for saying this quote, the blueprints are far more important than the carpet or drapes. First of all, give me what that means and why you say it so often.
Well, thank you for asking that question. That's a good question to ask. Before we do, just for compliance purposes, I just need to give a quick disclaimer to make them happy. And then I'll get to answering that question. I'm a securities licensed advisor and offer securities through Client One Securities, LLC, a member FINRA, SIPC, an investment advisor. Affinity Asset Management and Client One are not affiliated. Now that I say that and get compliance out of the way.
Someone actually is concerned with following the law. I like that.
Yes. Got to do business the right way if you want to have longevity in this industry. But yes, blueprints are important. I'm just a big believer that you want to have your blueprints built first before you focus on your products. It'd be no different than any of us who have a home that we live in. You want to focus on trying to build your home in such a way where you have the walls, the roof, the doors, the windows all in the right places first before you focus on products. The problem is we start accumulating products at an earlier age. We're always buying furniture younger before we get into our houses. Well, we all have good product. We all have good furniture. We just need to figure out how to utilize that furniture a little bit better. If you focus on building your house correctly, you focus on building that blueprint the way that you want for your financial security, you're going to realize that you already have some good product. And we just need to move that old product into your new house, meaning move the old furniture into the new blueprints here. From that being said, you know what? You probably have some furniture that's probably being utilized maybe a little bit differently, and you probably just need to reupholster it. Still good furniture, maybe use it differently. So let's reupholster it. Some furniture just needs to be moved into a different room. Some of your furniture probably just needs to be garage sailed. Let's get rid of it and replace it with some new furniture. It's the same approach to your financial products. The problem is too many people buy products, they get their money invested into certain products, and they're kind of handcuffed to building their financial security sometimes around the products that they have. And you really rather have that centered around more of what your true goals and problems that can come along the way. Focus on blueprints before product.
I see that. You know, risk and reward, when you talk about any type of retirement or investment, it always really comes down to that. And I've found that most good financial planners I've interviewed always talk about some diversity as well. Where are you with risk reward? Do you have a tendency to lean a little safer? Or are you willing to say, hey, you know, if you want double-digit returns, you can put some of your money in something that's a little bit more risk. What do you have a tendency to recommend?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, we kind of create our own models here. We have seven different models from a all bond portfolio basically to an all stock portfolio, and then five different models in between that's diversified. I think, you know, if you sit down and just ask the questions and try to get to know the client, you're going to identify kind of what their risk tolerance is. And there's not always such rules of thumb that they should adhere to that, hey, as I get older or as I get closer to my goals, I need to get more conservative. I'm just a big believer that we all have things that has happened in our life that's kind of shaped us to who we are, and there's just some people that are just more aggressive than others, and that makes them comfortable. A perfect example, a longtime client, let's say 5-6 years client of ours, recently got wooed away by another financial advisor. And this client's always been kind of middle-of-the-road risk with us, which is about a 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio. Come to find out, what they were recommending at the other place was they were telling him that our investments are way too conservative and he's not making nearly as much money as he deserved. Well, knowing who that competitor was, I had a chance to re-talk with my client about the situation, and they were basically comparing a 60% stock, 40% bond portfolio to what they were trying to sell him as 100% stock. Well, obvious, in good times, you know, an all-stock portfolio is going to beat anything that's more diversified with bonds and money markets and that sort of stuff in the portfolio. It was not apples for apples. Client got a chance to see that real quickly and decided, nope, I don't want that higher risk. I was trying to tell these new people that I want medium risk, but their returns were just so much better. He knew something was off.
Yeah, I can see that when you get into, you know, I wrote down the word flexibility while you were just speaking, and that's really what it is. When, you know, if you have that booming economy and, you know, you're playing it safe, I'm sure you will recommend to your clients, hey, you know, why don't you take another 20%? And invest in these stocks, and you know, but we saw the tech bubble burst. We've you know, a lot of people lost a lot of money in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then, of course, we had the catastrophe of the bond of the real estate market, you know, in 2008. So there's always going to be a certain amount of risk. Are there a handful, like you mentioned seven, are there a handful of different types of retirement strategies, or are they pretty much unique to whoever you're speaking to?
Well, I look at retirement strategies the way that you asked that question as kind of like a financial plan. There's lots of different ways to diversify investments, and that's more in investment planning versus financial planning. You know, I would say with the average person that we work with, every single person has a unique and customized financial plan. There may be similar concepts and strategies that may be applied from one to the next that may be similar, but they all have a different beginning and ending point with a lot of different speed bumps along the way that are all very different from one person to the next.
Here we are up against the clocks. We're basically out of time. I want to make sure we get that website mentioned. There. Give us the website. It's affinityasset.com?
Yes, affinityasset.com.
Robert, a pleasure. Hopefully you're going to help make some people some money, and it's good to know there's someone out there who is willing to play the way the government wants, and they're not all shady because too many people in your business are shady. It's nice to meet a guy who's got some integrity. I appreciate you being on the show this morning.
Thank you. You have a good day.
You got it. More of Sunrise America when we continue right here at ATRN. The opinions